Kum Lerner and Ablak Gemara. We're up to Sanhedrin. Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. The top of the page. Okay, the top line. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. La Oilam Al Yavi Adam Atzmai. A person should not ever bring himself to Dain Asayin. We say in davening every morning. Don't bring yourself to a test. Shari David Melech Yisrael, Heidi Atzmai Asayin. David Melech challenged Abish to give him an Asayin. And Venichel. And he stumbled. Amar Lefana. The today's Gemara is going to be quite appalling, as you'll see. Four lines on top. Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph. Why is it in davening you say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? This is David's question to the Ebishter. The four, as the Zohar says, there are four things holding up the Merkava, and one of them is me. Amad inu minzuli, the atlay minzuli. Those they were tested and they passed. You were never tested. Go ahead, test me as well. Shenemar, it says, "B'chaneni Hashem v'nasani." Why don't you go ahead and test me? Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will test you. I'll do something for you that I did not do for them. Dili did do for the others. Lo yehedai titonu. I did not tell them when it's a test. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to test you with. You know what I'm going to test you with? Something to do with arayis. Okay. Yad immediately, but he lays Erev that night. But Yochum Dov Mamishkova, David woke up from his bed and he went on the roof and he saw this beautiful woman bathing on the roof. That was the Basheva. Omer of Yudah. What happened was, when we lay Ace Erev, Shehofach Mishkova, Shalila Mishkova, Shayev. David Amelech used to have his relations with his wives during the day rather than during at night. And even though Tamachacha should during the day, he made the room dark. I mean, it's Alma Men Alocha. And the reason why he did that is he thought if he does it a day, so then he could concentrate the rest of the day on whatever he had to do. But he forgot the famous Halocha, which says that Eva Kotten Yesh Ba'odim, that a person has the male membrane, the member, Mashbiyoi, that if you say it, Rav, it wants more. Umariva, if you hunger it, Sava, it forgets, you know, it sort of leaves you alone. Forget, he brought on upon himself even more desires. Anyway. At night, he went on the roof. He saw this woman bathing on the roof. And she was very pretty. Remember the Gemara before? She was only 6 years old. She was actually washing hair. To say chalsa, she was washing hair under this big barrel so nobody can see. Also, Sutton came along the Sutton. Either Damelek Tziparta. Appeared to David HaMelech like a pigeon flying. Pasuk Begila, so David took an arrow and shot and tried to shoot down the bird. Pasuk L'chosa, instead he hit that cover that she had, the barrel, which it suddenly flew away. Igalia, suddenly she was revealed, V'chazia, and he saw her. Miyad, immediately, impulsively, Vayishlach David sent one of his messengers, Vayidrash Leisha to find who this woman is, Vayayim, and they said, Haloi Zayz Basheva, Basaliyam, isn't this Basheva, the daughter of Eliam, the granddaughter of Achitayful, Eches Uriachiti, the wife of Uriachiti, Vayishlach David Malachim, and David sent messengers, Vayikochel, and he took her, Vatovi Elov, and had relations. Vayishkavima, and they brought her here and they had relations. He miskadeshes metumasa. She just came out of being a nidah. She went to the mikveh, so there's no problem of nidah here. And we already had nigmarik suvas. There's no problem of living with her either because she was not an aged ish. Because every kala yitzel mechem beis David kaisa get liishtei. She was divorced as well. Vateisha vabeis. So she went home. It says, this is what David says, Bochan to Libi, you tested me, Pokada to Laila, you remembered me at night. The test was to do with the matter of to do with the night, if I could withstand the test. Seraf Tony, and it's supposed to aid me out, refine me. Baltimtza Zamaisi, Seraf Tony Baltimtza, you thought that you'd be able to cleanse me and elevate me, but that's not what happened. Zamaisi, my mouth that planned everything, we asked for a test. Balyava, Pisha, never passed my mouth again. Omar, he said, Eichai, Zamoisi, that means planning, but Zamoisi also gave me a muzzle. Eichai, Zamon, love of a poor midaman. I wish I had a muzzle on my mouth, the sanely, and the mouth that hates me, which is my own mouth. Loyamaki Amilsa didn't ask the Abishah to challenge me, because I asked the Abishah, this is what happened.
This is the same day.
Yeah, it doesn't say it happened the same day, the next day, but Abishah told him exactly what the test will be, and he succumbed. Dorash Rav. So we're going to repeat something Gemara learned in Bar Metzia, then the Hazov there, where talks about Lashon Hara and all that. Dorash Rav, Rav Dashin.
Vayhilais Ha'erev, isn't that Ha'erev with Hey Yadu? It's the same.
Could be that same night, okay. Dorash Rav, Ma'achsiv, it says, you might be right. Lam Natzeyach L'Dovi, B'Hashem Chasisi, Rolan Ebishtha, Ektoim L'Navshi, how are people going to say, Noidi, that Nudi Harchet Zippur? That the mountain moved the pigeon, that the pigeon caused me to fall down. That through a tzipper, suddenly it fall me, it caused me because of this bird over here that the Melchamavis I shot and all that. I'm loving the next Baruch HaBenishlam. Mochali Eloisav, do me a favor. Forgive me for the sin of Bathsheba. So the Yemiru people shouldn't say that Har Shebechem, your mountain, the king, tzipper and not a toy, that a little bird brought his downfall. I only sinned for you. I did the bad in your eyes. Leman tizik, but I did it in order to justify you. Bidvarch in your words, tishke b'shavtecha, that you should be right in what you say. David said, I only sinned for you because, as we said, it wasn't really a sin, as she was divorced. But she said, I did the sin only for to justify your words. I did it for you. What does that mean? Amazing thing. Amar Dov Neged Baruch Galya v'yodia kamach. Everyone, you know. If I wanted, I could have subdued, I could have suppressed Yitzhak. You told me what the test was, let's say that same night. I could have, but you know I didn't. I said, if I would have passed, you taunted me and you said, I'll never pass the test. If I would have passed the test, I would have proved you wrong. And that would be a chilas Hashem to prove you wrong. So I decided to prove you right. Interesting. So you did the same Shemaim. Torah Shrov Mechsiv, it's in the Pasik, Kiani, it's in the Pasik, Kiani, Letzela Nochain, this rib, this side, which was Adam Rishon's description of Chava, Noch, was really made for me, Umach Oivi Negi Tamil, my pain was always for me. What does that mean? What do you mean that this Tzela was meant for me? They were meant for each other. But he could have waited his time. Instead, he went prematurely. Uri Achit would have died in the war anyway, and he could have had it legally. He said he couldn't wait. So they were definitely bashert. The very fact that she's the one who had Shlomo Melech as a son, and Shlomo Melech was the one that the Navi foretold would become the next king, had to be that his mother was part of the plan. So she was a bashert, a bazook of David. His impulse, and that's what the problem. Chetem b'shmo, ruyas David b'sheva b'as Eliam. David always had to marry b'sheva. Elusha achla paga. He ate it when it was unripe. He ate it when it wasn't ready yet. Dada shav ma'achsiv. It's impossible with Sally to do with this Sally to do with this society again, which is his wife. Samchu, they were all happy. Even as Sof, when they gathered together, nesfu alai nechim. All of these limping people gathered together and made fun of me. The loyadaitin, I didn't know, as if I don't know what's going on. I know that all these people making fun of me. This one Gemara had Rabbi Metzia. Karu, they ripped me apart. Like Domo, and I didn't say anything. This is what he's saying. Go, you know that Shem Hayakaidim. Domo, he wasn't quiet, but he wasn't quiet. But Shem Hayakaidim, sorry, Domo means blood. If they would have ripped my flesh, Lahaya Domi Shaisis, they would not see my blood flowing. There was no blood left. They wringed out all the blood from me with the shame and the embarrassment. While they're learning the laws of Avraham Yitzchak Bezdin, we have while they're learning the Goyim Va'olas. Anyway, while learning the heavy duty stuff, they stop learning. They turn around to me and say, David, tell us, someone has relations with a married woman. What do you think the death punishment should be? Obviously, they were taunting him, they're referring to him. And David was very sharp. He said to them, Habo al Aish's Ish, if somebody commits adultery with a married woman, Misase Bechenek, your punishment is strangulation. And this is not just that, Chaved is the king. If you embarrass your friend in public, Ein loy chelig la olam haba, you forfeit your world, the shade of the world to come. So, guys, be careful. David was so virulent that even while he was sick, he had 18 wives. He kept his duties with his wives up. Shenemet says, "Your gaiti ba'an chosi ascha. I worked very hard. It's my krechtzin. I still spoke b'cholayla mitosi every night in my bed. I did with my duties, but di mosi with my tears. Arsi Amse.
My tears, I wet the bed.
Yeah, but over here, what he means is through Tashmish, he was wet in his bed. Oh, now this is an amazing Gemara. And Mefoshim have a hard time trying to understand what the Gemara is saying. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Bikesh David Lavid Avoidazore. When Avshalom attacked David, David was like beyond himself. He decided, you know what? Maybe it's better if I serve Avoidazore. Why? It says, but he David bo adareish. David went to the head. What in the head? What's the name of Eidazora? Asha yishtach v'sham lelakim erika worship the Eibishter lelakim. But lelakim does not mean the Eibishter. But ain roish el Eidazora. David Melch decided he wants to go worship Eidazora when Avosham attacked him. Shneim it says. Says the pasuk. Daniel said, "Vehu tzalma is an image of reisha didav, a head made out of gold, tov, good gold." Vine. Came to him, Vilikrasi came towards him, a guy called Chushi Ha'arki, Chushi Ha'arki, who Karua Kasanta, he had ripped, tattered clothing, Vadom Aroisha, he had earth on his head, Omele David, what are you doing? Yoimru Melech Shekamoycha Yavadizor, you know what it means? That a king like you, a tzaddik, is going to do Yavadizor, that's it, the Eden will be finished. Omele said to him, no, Melech Shekamoisi Yahagen Bebenoi. Let me ask you a question. What are people going to say if Avshalom is going to kill me? That the Eibishter allowed the Tzaddik to be killed by his own son? You know what kind of Chil Hashem that'll be? But if I worship Avodah Zarah, then they're all going to say David deserves it. So then it won't be a Chil Hashem anymore. Mutiv Yavel Avodah Zarah Vayizchal Hashem Shemayim Befehesia. I'd rather take this sin on me rather than Avodah Zarah. Some of the Farshim say that he wants to go to Chutz La'aretz. And we had the ending of Ksuvah that if a person goes to Chutz La'aretz, it's like you have no God. You are going to do a melech went chutz la'aretz like he had no eibishter. So that's what he means avoid the zara. Or Chassidus Rambam says if we don't avoid the zara loy, we're not really avoid the zara. Anyway, my time, so the guy said to him, David, you're not pure. You think he did nothing wrong here. My time couldn't see with Yefastoyer. Avishalom's mother Yefastoyer. Why did you marry his mother? Mach. Amalei Yefastoyer. Rachman Hashayi. That is he allowed to. Amalei the Rashi the Smuchin. Don't you know the famous Rashi? That says the summer like a yield each ben soyer moider. Why it says the pasuk rati fastoyer ben soyer moider? Call han noisy fastoyer. Yes, ben soyer moider. You brought it upon yourself. Don't have tiny today, Mister.
Who is this Chushi Ha'arki?
We don't know.
He has such a conversation with the
Melech. Not only that, he saved him. Can you imagine if David wouldn't have?
Who gives,
he saved him from Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to. If this guy would not have been there, our history would have been very different. Can you imagine if David Melech would have ended up
serving Avodah Zarah?
What would happen then?
It's strange. It introduces him as a dirty man with tattered clothes.
Like a Lama Vav, like one Lama Vav, Lama Vav.
Out of the blue.
Things like one Lama Vav, like Sadiqim. You know, it looks like a simple tailor.
And then you never hear of him again. That's
but he saved Klal Yisrael.
I'm saying, he changed the course of history. And,
exactly.
And he just pops into oblivion.
Who is he? We don't know. This is the only exposure we have to him.
Who was that masked man?
He has a name. Yeah, exactly. Never heard of him. David, in a way, was similar to a Goyish merchant. He started handling with Eibishter. Eibishter, who can avoid making mistakes? Okay, you know what? I'll be making your mistakes. Then he says, I mean, he started not Kenny. What about the things that I did? But quietly, I also want you to forgive me. Shvikalach, you say, good, granted. Even those I've aided deliberately in public, please forgive me. Shavikalach, I forgive you. Al yim shalabi, I don't want the rabbis to use me as an example, as a moshe, whenever they talk about somebody who sinned, or zeisim, by those strong people. I don't want them to the lelishtoy be rabbonon. I don't want them to use me as an example for a bad you know, for doing aveda. Shavikalach, I'll make sure it doesn't happen. Veni kasi me peshara, I want you to cleanse me from this terrible sin. Shlo yichtev sirchoini, I want you to erase the entire Parshan Tanakh about me and Basheva. Amla Iyef, that I cannot do. Umaduch Yud, I took away one letter. Shalatalti Mesorah. I took away from the letter Yud from Sorah, I made Sorah. Amarad David Savar Kamashani, nudge me for years and years. Achebo Yeshua, until Yeshua came along many years later. Vahisafti Loy, I took the Yud and I put in the front of the name of Hoshe, became Yehoshua. Shanema, Vayikim Moshe, Hoshe, Benun, Yehoshua. Could you imagine call up Bash Gul if I took out a whole Pasha of the Torah? Allah has Kama Vakama? Can you imagine the tightness that they would have to me? What do you mean, cleanse me from this terrible sin? I want you to forgive me for that sin. Amar. So David just said to him, "Kvar osi shleim bin chaleim bechachmas." Shleim, his son, already saying his wisdom. First, you try to understand why sometimes it says his wisdom, sometimes it says Ruach Kodesh. We know all the Chavdal and Sifrei Kodesh, Mishnah, were all written in, with what do you call it? With Ruach Kodesh, not just wisdom. And Mishnah actually was written by Chizkiya and his friends. He writes over there, Hayech to ish eish b'cheke, will a person have fire in his bosom? He brings fire into his bosom and he won't burn his clothes. A person walks on coal and he won't walk, burn his feet. And Dor HaMelech asked David to give me a test. What do you think will happen? If somebody has relations with a married woman, he won't get cleansed. All those a toucher. In other words, Amalei kol hachin nitra hugavre. For one aveda, you're gonna swallow me up and drive me like this. Amalei kabbalah yisurin. There's only one way out. Accept upon yourself sufferings. Kabbalah. He did. What was the suffering? Shisha chadoshim nistar adov. For 6 months he became a leper. Vinistalkim and shchina. And the Eibishter removed himself from him. Apishim and Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin removed himself from him. Distanced himself. Nistar. How do you know that he became a tzadar siv? Tichat eini. Cleanse me be ezev. And who cleanses with an ezev? That's by mitzras. V'toy. And he became kledhoi. Tichat seini. Washim v'shalag albin. And from the shalag. Malbin v'shalag is also tzadras. Nistalkim and shchina. Eibishter departed from him. Nichsim it says. Hashiv. Ali returned to me. Sasa nishecha. Your joy, your salvation, and your spirit of generosity should hold me up. So we know that was talking to the Abish, he's asking to come back.
While he was the Melech, he got tzaras.
Yes,
as I said, have to go mechutz l'machane like a leper.
Yeah, or in the palace himself. Everybody removed himself. Parashas Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin left him as well. The Chivat says, Yeshuv liyadecha, return to me, all those who fear you. Shisha chadoshim minolin, had 6 months. The Chivat says, Vayomesh mo dorizal abar shona. The total years that Dor HaMelech was reigned was 40 years. What's the cheshbon? The chevra in Molach sheva shonim. The chevra, he reigned for 7 years. Over the shalayim, Molach shloishim shol shonim. And the shalayim, he reigned for 33 years. Uksiv. Another one says, the chevra in Molach al Yudah sheva shonim. Actually, the chevra was 7.5 years. So where was the 6 months missing? Those 6 months were that he was not really a king. He wasn't acting as a king. He had leprosy. The hani shichadoshi like the chashas mentioned. Shmam not nistada. He was a tzaras. Amal lefon de ben shloila mochel elois avon. Okay, now can you forgive me on this sin? Mochelach, he's mochel. It's very hard to understand the Gemara we had in Shabbos. It says, "Kol oimad David chater ein elotoyu." He never made it with the sin.
And why is he being punished?
Exactly, Marek Suvas talks about that they all had a get, and yet he is doing all these kapodes and taras.
Talking about it before that maybe that means that.
Gabi, his madrega.
Shuras Hadin, was he allowed to be with her or not? Yes, she got a get from her husband who was a Yotzle Lamilchom. Mitzad Shuras Hadin, he wasn't a Choyte, but it wasn't Yosher. Surely it wasn't the right thing to do.
Tesis, Machlekes Tesis, and Rashi did. Rashi learned it was an absolute get, so therefore did nothing wrong. Quote Tesis, a get out tonight. If I don't return from the war, then retrospectively, so it comes out, B'shas Maise, you didn't know if he'll return from war or not. She was still a married woman. When he died, then retrospectively, it turned out he didn't do an Aveda. So that's very much worse. He did Aveda, but it turned out to be...
So there's the possibility he could be wrong. There's the possibility...
No, at the time. So at the time, it was Mamash and Aveda, because she was a married woman. According to her traces, it was a conditional divorce, which means if I don't return from the war, then it will become a divorce, retrospectively. So it means at the time when he had relations with her, she was a married woman. Later on, that Aveda was revealed, taken away. So therefore, that's really much worse. He said to the Abishah, "Asay Mirza Tova, give me a sign. I want my enemies to see. They should be embarrassed and stop checking me. Leave me alone. Ki ata Hashem azar toni v'nacham toni. You supported me and you traced me. You consoled me. You're not going to know about it during lifetime. You should continue suffering. In the lifetime of your son. What happened? B'shoah, we had the Gemara Shabbos. B'shoah shebon the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was built." He wanted to bring the order into the Kajudoshim, but Dov Kushan, the gates sealed, it sealed, and he couldn't open. Amar Asim Babo Rinanois, he said 24 different kapit lartilim, Voloy Nene, he did not answer. Amar Seush Arim Lashaykh, he knows who Pitchay of Yamakov, Mizim Akov, he's a give Hashem give a chomet, but beautiful saying that we say in the first day of Sundays. But Amar Seush Arim Lashaykh, who's a Pitchay of Yamakov, Voloy Nene still didn't respond. Kivash Amar, as soon as he said, Hashem Elohim, Al Toshe Pnei Mishchecha, don't turn away from Pnei Mishchecha, which is referring to David Melech. Zochar L'chazdei David Avdecha, remember the chesed of David, your servant. Miyad Nen, right away the doors open. That moment, all the enemies of David turned around like the bottom of a pot, all black.
Chasdei David means the kindness that David did for the Eibishter, or yeah. The other way, that the Eibishter did for
no,
David?
No, that David did for the Eibishter. All he knew, that's when they all knew that the Eibishter forgave David HaMelech. That ends the parsha of David. Now, Gehazi. We learned the story before Gehazi. What did Gehazi do wrong? Gehazi was after Naaman went to Naaman. We'll soon see more to tell the story. But Naaman then went to pay Elisha money and matanas for what he did for him. And Elisha refused. And then Gehazi chased after him and said, "Oh, Elisha changed his mind. Give me those matanas." So Elisha threw him out. So the Gemara says that Elisha, that's right, Elisha went too far. You discipline, but there's a limit to discipline. The Chiv, Gehazi, I know he had no chelim haba, the Chiv, it says, Vayelich Elisha Damesek, Elisha went to Damesek, Lehecha Ocho, what's he doing in Damesek? Why was Elisha going to Damesek? Oh, but Rabbi Yechon, Shahalach, Lehachze Gehazi B'tshuva, he tried to find Gehazi and convince him to come back, because he pushed away Gehazi, and Gehazi became a Rasha. And he wanted to bring him back to the Tshuva, and Vayelichazah, he couldn't. Amalai Chazoybach, he told Gehazi, come back. You told me, if you sin and you cause others to sin, you cannot do tshuva. My Ovid, what aveda did he do that choyte machzir rabim? Okay, we know what he did at the time with Naaman, but now obviously he did much worse. What machzir rabim? He did the following. Ikidami, one opinion says, Evan Shayga Eves, he made a magnet. He took those animals that Yerubim created and he made a magnet. He put two pieces of metal on the both sides of the animal and he lifted it up and they lifted and they stayed in the air. And everybody thought, wow, these are miraculous. These are really gods. Because of him, more people worship these golem. He put the Abish's name in the mouth of the cow. And he started saying, and they started believing, this is Mamish. The God is talking through these animals. So he caused more people to worship these animals. Vikadami, the other say, Rabbonin docha mikamei.
Just even knew about magnets in those times.
Yeah, Rashi said right here. Look at Rashi. Shoeves, two, 3 lines on top. Magbaz, matches, that a metal lifts him below in the gear. It's actually a long Rashi about magnets. Below in the gear without touching. Ke'ein oise shaloizin kalamnisa. I'm assuming it's a magnet, blaz. They were suspended. This is like magnet. He had a magnet on the ground, a magnet around the animals. Anyway, it wasn't Elisha who pushed him away. It was other students, his colleagues, who pushed him away. It says, the Bnei Anavim said, Elisha, the place that we are gathered together is too narrow because of him. If he comes back, it'll become narrow. I mean, till now, he wasn't there anymore. So I wasn't sad, because he wasn't gone. Talk about what we learned. The famous saying we learned, should always have, this whole sukkah is also cited. When you push somebody away, use your left hand, your weaker side. And when you want to make karev, use your right hand, your stronger side. Put more effort into the positive and less in the negative. Like Elisha, not like Elisha, he rejected Gehazi with both hands. Gehazi, the chesiv, it says, Naaman said, Hoya, please, the kach, why don't you take kikrim, take all these loaves over here from me, by Yifrit's boy, and he went, by Yotze, kikrim, kesev, and took all that. Vayemen, I love Elisha, ma'ayin, Gehazi. He asked Gehazi, where are you coming back from? Gehazi just came back, returned from Naaman. And Elisha met him and said, "No, where are you coming from?" He gave him a chance to sort of admit. No, I didn't go anywhere. I just walked around. Wander around. I'm a Navi. I know what's going on. No, you didn't. You went to the guy and you turned him around. The guy was riding on the wagon. Now is the time to take a kesev. He took all that. Says he, well, he took that much. Naaman, all it took was money and clothes. Kesev begadim with the shakal, not all these extra things. Avodim and kromis. Amar Rav Yitzchak ba'isa shor Elisha Yeshu da'ir b'shmeis shrotzim. At that moment, Elisha was learning in yeshiva the pedig of shmeis shrotzim. He said, "Now it's time that you get the schar." Naaman sat sovim el charam hoye. Sorry, more to tell the story. He was learning at that time the Sugi Shmoni Shratzim, and he's saying that you should get punished, the punishment of Shmoni Shratzim. And that's why he mentions eight things in that pasuk, even though he didn't take eight things from him, but he's getting eight punishments. Naaman Sar Tzav Melech Haram, he was a general. He became a tzayda amle who would have Yiddish girl that was taken captive. Said Yishtaboy Marisol from Yisrael. Said to him, "I adl gabelisha moslach. If you go to Elisha, he will cure you." Ki asa when he went amle zil tovul biyarden. Elisha said, "Go ahead and table yourself in the yarden." Amle yachuchik komechachmi. Why are you making fun of me? We have better rivers than our by us. Amri lehanu David Badei. His soldiers with him. My nafka lachmina. What's the big deal? Zeal, you came all the way here thinking that he can help you. What's the big deal? Zeal, nasi, go ahead and try. Most people, when you go to a doctor and the doctor says to you, nothing wrong with you, go home, take a few hours rest, you're not happy. The doctor gives you a prescription that gives you 14 different medicines, you feel good. When the solution is too simple, you think it can be a solution. Everyone likes to think complicated. That's what Naaman wanted. He's such an easy answer. Give me something better. So he went. Ozel v'tovel b'yardon. He went to the table of yardon v'itzin. He was cured. Also, he came. Isle Kohani Dinoka. He mentioned all those things. He mentioned the pasuk there, the silver and gold. Like Tzavi Lekibulimene, and Elisha refused to accept it. Gei Chazay Ifta Mekam Elisha. He left. Ozel Shakol Maide Shakol, and so then Gei Chazay went and took whatever he took.
From the gold and silver.
Yeah. The Ifkid, and then he was met by over here by Elisha. Ki also Chazi Elisha letzaraz aripochal Elisha. When he returned, Elisha saw the tzaras on his face. Elisha gave that curse. Amle Rosha. He gia eight titzas chash shmoina shrotim. You got the schar of the eight shrotim. You took like you took eight things. The eight shrotim. You're gonna get the punishment of all eight shrotim. The tzaras Naaman tidbebach. That tzaras that left Naaman should attach itself to you. Uve zaracha ad olam. Forevermore. The Yatsim of Fana, the Yatsim of Fana, the Mitzadik Shadda came out of him, full of leprosy. Now we show that curse actually happened. Four people, Mitzadim, Bezach Hashar, at the gateway, Amr Ab Yechon, and that's different than something else. That's talking about the four lepers who saw the camp.
Yeah.
But this is the. Yeah, okay, but. No, this is the same famous story, but who were these four people? So Rabbi Yechon said, Gei Chazi v'shloi shabonov. I mean, it shows that his children also were afflicted. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, three things. Don't go too hard on. One is the Yetzirah. If you go too hard the other way, eventually you'll succumb. The second one is Tinuk. If you want a child to behave, you cannot punish too much. That's Mol Dechi B'yimim Mikarevis. And Isha, a woman, same thing, don't be too hard. Vice to other people, like you, to other men, you can be Yemin Deiche. What about Gechazi? We might have before started off saying that Gechazi, he went too strong. And now we're saying the only one you should be too are the vulnerable. The vulnerable, you should be too strong. Aisha, Tinuk, Yeta, before the Gemara use it for everybody. Sorry? Yeah, what did you have there? Oh, this is Yashka. Learn this tomorrow. I'll get the thing. Yeah, this is the mice we had. I'm sure Prachet pushed away. Okay, so let's say quickly. Quickly in the bottom. You see, it says Vav, third line. Rabbi Shur ben Prachet, also he did the same thing. He pushed away too hard. Mahi, what's the story? When Yane HaMelech killed all the Rabbonim there, because they called him, they said that he wasn't a kosher kohen. Ozer Rab Shimon Prachi Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. Shimon Prachi went to Alexander Mitzrayim. The Shimon Ben Shatach Atmarte Achte. And Shimon Shatach, his sister, Yane's wife, hid her. Shalmaya. Ki Havi Shalma. When there was Shalom, Shalom Shimon Shatach Mine Shalayim, Ira Kodesh. Then when things would calm down, Yishim HaShadah sent a message from Yishalayim to Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, Achoisi Bali Shori B'toichach V'noich Yishav HaShemema. And he says here that Yishalayim is desolate, they need the rabbis back. Amash Mamun Ika Shalma Bama the Shalom the world. That was a message. Come, he went, Osi, when we stammed like who is Pisa. He stopped in this hotel. This is Yishim Prachi. He stopped in this hotel. Avdule Yikora Tuva, they gave him a lot of COVID. Amash Kama Yofak Sanyazu, how beautiful is this host and hostess. Amalei Yoshke Rebbe Einer Trutes. He said that woman there, her eyes are round. Amale Rosha bekachat Isaac. So he called him a Rosha. He said, "What are you looking at married women?" Apik arba amesh shipur, amesh shipur. He took out 400 shayfers. The shamte put him a chedim. Also the kame kamazim. So Yoshka then came a number of times before Rosh Hashanah to ask mechila. Amale kablin lo have a kamashgebe. He refused to list him. Yom echad one day have a kodesh shma. One day Rosh Hashanah was reading shma. Also the kame he came before him. Sava the kabule and he. And he actually intended to finally be Michael Yoshka, but he pointed with his hand, saying, like, wait. He pointed with his hand, but Yoshka thought that he was pushing him away, rejecting him. He put a brick, and he bowed down to him. Later on, they met again. He said to him, but this is not Yoshka because the years don't match up. It's about 150 years before. Yes, same thing. Exact same thing. It's the same piece. So I don't know. I think it's Saita. Actually, it probably wasn't the same piece. It's the Saita.
Right at the beginning, it says Noisif, something about the
Tfus Yoshan Noisif.
Tfus Yoshan, that's it.
Let's look it up. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Tanya Mishim Alaza. Okay, we just did that. Torah, we learned Gimel Chaloyim Chol Elisha. See, we got sick three times. Echa Chegira Dubin Bitanayik. A bunch of kids were made fun of. He gave him a hard time. So he davened, and two bears came out of the forest and killed all those people. And he got blamed for killing all the young kids, even though they were mischievous. They didn't deserve to die. The Echa Chedoch Vule Gechazi B'Shtei Daim. He rejected Gechazi, and he was too strong. And look what happened. And he was Chayt the Machzor Abim. The Echa Chemezbaim. With the final sickness, he actually died with. Shemet says Velisha Chola Es Chelyu Ad Avram Lo Hayizikna. Before Avram, we had this in the Sreich of Poland. There was no such thing as getting old. Everybody was young until they died. And they died suddenly. Called the Chazi Avram, Amar Hayizcha. Called the Chazi Yizcha, Amar Hayavram. It's a bracha. They should look the same. People were taunting and saying, couldn't be that she came from, that it's from Avram. Boy, Avram, Rachmir, Avram asked Rachmir, the level of Zikni, wants that as time goes on, it gets older, so people could tell living in an older, the father and the son. Shinam Avram, Zokin, Boba Yamim. It's repetitive to tell you that he actually started growing old age. Ad Yakel, Avichusha, nobody got sick. One day you walk, and suddenly you died. Boy, Rachmi, he asked Rachmi, how can you give a tzavo? How can you say goodbye to your family? Havichush, he brought sickness to the world. Interesting to see if people would have had a choice today. What would they do? What do you want? Shenamat said, your father got sick. The first one ever got sick. Ad Elisha, loy havi inish chalish, the mitzvah, nobody ever got sick and came better again. But also Elisha, boy, Rachmi, itzvach. And he asked Rachmi, he got better. Shenamat says, Elisha, chole, as chole, vashe, yamuz, boy. He actually got sick that he died with. He was the first one that got sick and died because that means that sometimes he got sick and he was cured. Says, what about it? Doit ha-mabul ein-lam chegnam haba. Continuing, those who have no chegnam haba. Doit ha-mabul have no chegnam haba. Vein oim di bedin, nor will they be judged. Shenemar, it says in Pasik, that ki lo yodin, I will not judge, ruchi ba-odin, I will not judge them, le-oilam, le-din, ve-loi ruach. I will not give them any din, they will not be judged, and they will have no spirit to do with the tzaddikim chegnam haba. Doit ha-flogger, that generation also, ein-lam chegnam haba, also for the chegnam haba. Shenemar says, "Vayofetz Hashem oisim the Eishes scattered them around apnei kol ha'aretz." Misham from there apnei kol ha'aretz over the entire world. Vayofetz Hashem oisim scattered them by umhaze. Umisham hefitzem Hashem from there they were scattered. Is what? Because the next pasuk says that it's called bubble. They're scattered. La'olam haba. They also lost the shir in olam haba. Anshes doim ein lehem chelik la'olam haba. They forfeit the chelik haba. Shenemar says, "Va'anshes doim roim v'chatoim la'Hashem me'oid." What's this double expression? Roim v'chatoim, roim boyim hazeh v'chatoim loyim haba. Avol oimdin bedin, but they will be judged. Now it's a little hard to understand. So what do you mean be judged? You're not getting any chedek anyway. So go to Gehenim. Rab Nechemya Eimer elu ve'elu ein oimdin bedin. No, none of them will be judged. And Emet says, I came lo yekumu reshoim by mishpat. They will not stand up for mishpat. V'chatoim by dat tzedakim. Stand among tzedikim. Al kein lo yekumu reshoim mishpat. That they're mabul. That's referring to the mabul. They will not be judged. V'chatoim dat tzedikim. They will not be judged. Omru loy, einam no, einam oimdim badat tzadikim. They will not join the tzadikim in Gan Eden. Avol oimdim badat reshoim. They will be judged together with the reshoim. Then the meraglim, ein lehem chelek l'olam haba. The meraglim have no share in the world to come. Shenema, it says, Vayamusu ha'noshim mo'itzi edibas ha'oretz roh b'magay for the people, the meraglim, themselves died, lifnei Hashem, Vayamusu lo'im hazeh, b'magay for lo'im haba. They also forfeited, and the machlek is the Yeshama doesn't have it, so the machlek that the Baba should have it. So they decide to take it out because the Yeshama doesn't have it, which I'm not sure we have it all the time. Anyway, Doid Hamidbar, the generation, Midbar is the most controversial generation. Were they the highest Madrega or were they actually the lowest Madrega? Ein lem chelum haba. Rabbi Kiva says they forfeited the chelum haba. The ein oimdim bedin, they will not be judged. Shneimer says, but Midbar has a yitam with this Midbar, they will die. Visham Yamusu, that's why I say twice, because that's it. Divir Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elezer, Aimer, Aleim, Waimer, Faket. Regarding the people in Midbar, it says, Isfuli chasidai. I want you to gather for me my chassidim, bris zevach, the ones that they made the covenant with me. So on the contrary, they were very high madrega, not they were in chayim haba. Adas koirach, the community of koirach, in asid the lala, they will not go up again. It says vaytchas aleim ha'aretz b'alam hazeh, the earth covered when they were swallowed in. The earth covered them in this world, and vayoyvdu metoich hakol l'alam haba. They also forfeit chayim haba. Divrei Akiva is very harsh. The kibbutz loves everybody. Abba Yisrael. He completely wrote off the whole Deir HaMidbar and the Das Kerech. It's hard to understand if Deir HaMidbar has the Chilim Haba, why would the Das Kerech have? It's the same Rabbi Kiva.
Part of the Deir HaMidbar.
Of course, they're Deir HaMidbar.
That's what I'm saying. They are part of the.
Yeah. So what do you make? What do you highlight? According to Rabbi Kiva, what's the difference of Das Kerech or the whole Deir HaMidbar?
And they Kerech LeMeisa.
Yeah, okay.
So they still
El Mazeh. Yeah, but Kiva doesn't. It could be that they die then. They live further. Doesn't mean they have Chilim Haba according to Rabbi Kiva. But why do you have to make a separate thing for Meraglim? Don't know. Rabbi Lezer says, Aleim hu oimer, and then it says, Hashem mei misu mechayim, moirichov y'all, they are coming back. Okay, interesting to know. Okay.